This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
All right. Good morning, everyone. We are calling to order our last meeting of Senate Health and Human Services, and want to welcome everyone in the room and also those that are on the internet. And we have really appreciated that probably not a lot of people out in cyberspace today to listen to what we're up to, but if for those of you that are, we just have really appreciated the fact that you would tune in, your advocacy, communicating with us. I mean, the health of our people is a really important subject. So the work that we do in this committee is really important. I think what we're going to begin with is establishing a quorum, and then we'll move on with some more introductions. So we'll have our wonderful Secretary Rena go ahead and call the roll.
Senators Greenfield, Jensen,
here.
Klum,
here.
Killer, Rush,
here.
Tapio,
here.
Soholt,
here.
There's a quorum.
All right, we do have a quorum. All right, this would be a great time for everyone to shut off their cell phones. And we also want to introduce two new pages. There's how the weeks go in the legislative session. There ends up being, normally the pages are here for 2 weeks, and then at the very end we have a group that comes for 1 week. And we really appreciate them being here. So why don't you come on up. This is like your first time to the mic. Did you have a 7:45 committee today? Okay, so this is their debut. And is a very polite young man. For those on the internet, he said, no, ma'am. So I don't know when I became ma'am, but that's like been a new transition for me. I think it's when you become a grandma. So what we'd like you to do is introduce yourself, tell us where you're from, and you may not know for sure, but what you're thinking about for your future.
All right. My name is Roger Sheets. I'm from Rapid City, South Dakota, and I intend on studying sports sciences probably at the University of Nebraska at Lincoln.
Great. Roger, which school in Rapid City?
Stevens.
Wonderful. Thank you for helping us out today. Good morning. Welcome.
Morning.
Why don't you get right up to the mic so people can hear you?
Matthew Bunn from Isabel, South Dakota, and I'm thinking about studying microbiology.
Fabulous. You don't know where you're headed yet?
SDSU.
Okay. Well, go Jacks. I mean, it's a big day. Go Jacks. So, Isabel, you wouldn't know about Sparky's, would you?
Yep. Used to work there.
And so the Assistant Majority Leader of the Senate might have a little bit of interest in Sparky, so we're really glad that you're here. Thank you both. All right, senators, we have some minutes from Wednesday, March 1st to deal with. Thank you, Senator Jensen, and a second by Senator Rush to approve the minutes of Wednesday, March 1st. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. All right, those minutes are carried and have completed our work. All right, senators, we dealt with 26 different bill subjects over the course of our time in committee, and want to thank you for your incredibly fine work in relationship to all of that, your decorum in handling things in a positive manner. We had interesting, divisive topics that came before our committee, and I just can't thank you enough with the decorum and the ability to open up a space for good dialogue so that both sides felt heard and respected. And I think that's one of the most important things for the committee work that we would do. So now would be the time for us, if there's any interim study topics in relationship to health that senators would like to bring forward. Okay, no one has talked to me about anything specifically coming directly out of committee. What I would share with the senators is there is a group that just a group of, you know, random people, lobbyists, legislators that are interested in perhaps crafting some language around community-based services, long-term care, community supports. We've done a lot of work in nursing home bed counting, if you will, and moratorium, but there's been more and more conversation about the possibility of how do we start looking at support for our elderly and aging-in-place supports, particularly with all of our rural nature of our state. So I don't know if anything will come forward with respect to that, but I just wanted to alert you that that's one study that I hear rumbling as a possibility within the halls. Yes, Senator Tapio.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I just wanted to bring up the discussion that with all the changes happening on a federal level, I wonder if we shouldn't at least have some sort of a meeting to be able to filter all that information on the changes and how it affects South Dakota, that we would kind of have an understanding for next session to see how the changes affect the South Dakota as far as Medicaid expansion, trying to serve the folks, and especially in Indian Health Services. But I thought maybe it'd be a good idea to have some way to get information to us in a formal way.
Thank you, Senator Tapio. And I think, you know, that's a great idea. There is a group that is looking, you know, over the last two or three years, there's been a group of legislators along with the executive branch looking at Medicaid issues within the state. And I know now with all of the federal issues that are transpiring that there has been a meeting with the new Health and Human Services Secretary, Dr. Price, in Washington with our governor and with our Secretary of Health, Kim Mulsum-Risden, is starting to look at what are the implications. And out of the national governor's meeting a week ago, there was a lot of conversation about, well, let's not punish the states that have been very frugal, if you will. So some of the talk about, since we did not expand Medicaid, if the states that did expand Medicaid, then per capita, they would have a larger influx if it moves to block granting, for instance. So certainly as the chair of Health and Human Services, thank you for that suggestion. And I think that that would be something, if the senators are open to that, prior to session next year, to have some time to connect and talk about what has transpired over the year in relationship to that funding, I think would really help to inform, or at the very first part of session. But certainly we could look at in December timing, you know, doing some kind of an update. Thank you for that. Great suggestion. Yes, Senator Rush.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Maybe this is encompassed in the plan that you were talking about, but I wonder about the changes in the demographics in South Dakota and how that will impact our future health needs and whether that's something that we need to be studying more than we are.
Yeah, thank you for that, Senator. And I do believe that is part of looking at, you know, and that's been conversations having been involved in health now that, you know, going on 5 years. I haven't always sat on this committee, but was on this the first 2 years, and we were looking at nursing home issues, and at that time it was providing some emergency funding for structural support to the physical plant of some of our long-term care facilities because they were just out of standard in relationship to even some basic safety things. And at that time was talking about, is it appropriate to have that much bricks and mortar, if you will, based on what the demographic shifting is doing. So I do believe in any kind of community-based support structure long-term care, we really would have to consider the population shift, the trajectory of who's going to be living there, what are the ages of people within that community. You know, the work that we did on this committee in relationship to Eagle Butte area and talking about, you know, we took that into consideration about, you know, where are we at in the population statistics and does this make sense to open up these skilled nursing beds. And so I think it's something we're going to have to really, if that comes to fruition. But something is going to have to happen on that end of life, looking at our population that's beyond just counting nursing home beds, but on the full continuum of aging. And so when you think about the bill that we did this year about being able to provide, you know, three or four people could live with you, and if you chose to, you know, to keep it in a lesser regulated environment, more of a home-like, but they could move on and get reimbursement for some Medicaid dollars if it was possible. I think those are good steps on this continuum, that some is going to be, and I think also looking at how do supports come into the home when we're not necessarily at Medicaid qualification, but there's people need some help. So there's a lot of conversation that needs to happen. So I think we've done some preliminary work in that regard, and hopefully something will come forward as a possibility to dig a little deeper into it beyond just the counting of nursing home beds. All right, seeing no further comments from the senators, at this time I want to formally thank my vice chair, Senator Tapio, for helping me out with committee work and for conducting the meetings when I was not here. I really appreciate that, or when I was running a bill. And we would not be able to do our work without the fine people that have helped us out from the LRC, and for our incredible secretary, Rena. And so want to thank Emily, something from all of us on behalf of the committee, her inaugural year in this role of providing legal counsel in relationship to committee work, and we really appreciate that you're here and what you've done. And thanks to Rena. Rena Orban is, like, phenomenally organized. As a chair, she made my work incredibly easy. Everything was efficient and to perfection, which just in reading the minutes and reading the bills, and she also became just the eyes and ears of things that were happening around the Capitol. Another bill might be coming. We might want to consider this. Here are all these people. So just in orchestration, in the work of the chair, would not have been possible without Rena's fine professional work, and just truly appreciate it and want to lift her up because, you know, they just continue to do their work and silently behind the scenes. But she is a powerhouse of quality and professionalism, and just really appreciate her talent. So the whole committee, would you join me in thanking our support team? So, senators, it's been great working with you on Health and Human Services. Thank you for your great insight and your participation, your engagement, and for just doing really great work on behalf of the people. Is there anything else to bring before Health and Human Services? I would entertain a motion to adjourn. We have a motion by Senator Klum and a second by Senator Tapio. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. We are adjourned for the season.